Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot of Memted Amud Aleph, looking at the fourth Mishnah in the fourth Perek, again dealing with those components of Korbanot that are independent of each other and therefore are not ma'akev each other's performance. Hatmidin enan ma'akvin et ha-musafin v'lo musafin ma'akvin et ha-tmidin. So the Korban Tamid brought every day is not ma'akev the musaf. We'll see what the context is, nor vice versa. When you have various musafim one day, they're not makev each other. If only one is brought, that does count. So if they did not bring the morning tamid, they should bring the afternoon tamid. That's only if they did not bring the morning korban due to some unforeseen and coercive circumstance, or because they erred. But if it was willful, and we will discuss this. Now, if they did not bring the Ktorot in the morning, they bring the other half of the Ktorot in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon he said, no, that you bring the whole thing in the afternoon. And then we have this statement, which is unclear where it's going. The Mizbeach HaZahav is dedicated only with the Ktorot HaSamim. Mizbeach HaOlam, the Tamid Shel Shachar, the only thing that dedicates the outside Mizbeach is the Tamid Shel Shachar. Lo at HaShulchan Ela V'Lechem HaPanim, the Shulchan is dedicated only with Lechem HaPanim, B'Shabbat, V'Lo at HaMenorah L'Veshivat Nerotav En Arbaim, and only the lighting of the seven candles in the afternoon is what properly dedicates the menorah. Okay, let's see where this is going. Ba'amin Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin Me Rav Chista. He asked Rav Chista. Tzibur Shein Len Tmidin U'Musafin. Let's say that Tzibur does not have enough lambs for all of that. Eze Mehen Kodem. Which takes precedence? So, Hei Chidami. I Lema Tmidin Yomei U'Musafin Di Yomei. If, let's say, it's Yom Tov and you have today a couple of lambs for the Tamid, or you could use them for the Musaf. So, Pshita. Tmidin Adifi. Certainly have to bring Tmidin. Tavulu Tadir Umakudash, because the Korban Tamid is Tadir, it's constant, and it's also holier because it's brought more often and because it's being the Tamid of Yom Tov. Ela Tmidin de l'machar musafin dayinan. Must be that today is Yom Tov, and you evidently have enough for today's Tmidin, but not for tomorrow's Tmidin, unless you don't offer up today's Musafin. Tmidin adifi sheken Tadir, or de Musafin adifi tavulay Mukudash. Which do you bring? The Mekudash Musafin of today, or the Tadir Tmidin of tomorrow. Amar Lei Tinitua. So Rav Chista answered, that's our Mishnah. Adminim en makvin et ha-musafin, musafin makvin et ha-tmidin. Musafin makvin zet zet. So hey chidami, what's the circumstance? I lei madid lei, if you have enough animals for them, ula kadem, and you're just asking which comes first. So if the ma'akev is, as we saw at the very beginning of the parak, the suggestion that tchelet and ma'akevet ha-lavan was just a question of which comes first, then we already know that Tamid Shel Shachar has to be the first korban of the day. Talmud Lomar, V'arach Alea Ha'ola, V'yamarav Ha'ola means Ola Rishona. That's the korban Tamid Shel Shachar, is the first Ola Mizbeach. Right? Ela Pshita Leitle. It must be that in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where you do not have enough animals for everything. V'idu Yomei Amai. But if it's that you need the animals for either today's Tamid or today's Musaf, then what's the question? Tadir Mekudash, Tadir Adif. Certainly, you're going to bring that which is Tadir, and the way that we described it earlier, it's Tadir and Mekudash. Ela Lav Dil Machar. It must be that you have enough for tomorrow's Tamid or today's Musaf. Uktani En Makvin Zadzeh. We say En Makvin Zadzeh means they are independent, and the conclusion of Chista reaches is Al Makiyadadinin, who they're equal, which means you could choose whichever you want, and the answer to your question is just flip a coin. Amale Abaye. Abaye turns to Chista and says, Leolam Dilu. The case in our Mishnah is where there are enough animals to go around. Ule Kadem. And we are talking about which one comes first. Ule Kakashal Akshalei Navar Kodem. But you have the statement of Rava that the Ola Tamid has to be the first Korban. Mitzvah Ba'almahu. That's ideal, but that's not necessarily Ma'akev. So the question is, which comes first? And the answer is, either could come first. Toshma, ein pochtin mishishat tla'im. We have a Mishnah in Arachin that we never have less than six lambs, hamuvukarin, that are checked for mumim, belishkata tla'im, in the lamb holding place in the Yazara. Kedei l'Shabbat u'l'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. We assume what this means is Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday, and so you have enough for Shabbat, Sunday, and Monday. Now, Heichidami, what's the case? If you have enough lambs, so tamidim musafin tuvahavu. There's going to be another 16 lambs for the musafin, two for Shabbat, and another 7 for each day of Rosh Hashanah. El alav, the lately, it must be that you do not have the enough lambs. Ushmaminat midin adifi. So you see from here that your first priority is the tmidin. Lo, li olam deed, like we're talking about where you have enough. That proves nothing. V'hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Ein pochtin mishishat tleim hamuvukarin belishkata tleim dalad yamim kodem shchita. Meaning that we always have to have at least 6 lambs that have gone through 4 days of inspection so that we have them for 3 days worth of korbanot, because only the tamidin require this. Umani, this follows Ben Bagbag, the title of Ben Bagbag, Umar. I mean, I am the tamid, shita'un bikur dalad yamim kodem shchita. How do we know that the korban tamid, and only the korban tamid, needs bikur dalad yamim, means it has to be held there 4 days and checked before shchita to make sure nothing's wrong with it. Talmud Lomar, Tishmeru lahakriv li b'moado. The Torah says about the Korban Tamid, Tishmeru, you have to guard it. Malan Humer, it says about the Korban Pesach, Vayalachem lemishmeret, the same word, a guarding, ad arba'as hayom, until the 14th. And that, of course, is taken into the house on the 10th of Nisan in Mitzrayim. Malan ta'un bikur arba'yamim, korban shchita, just like the Korban Pesach had to be checked for 4 days before shchita. Afkan ta'un bikur adol yom, korban shchita. Same thing with the Korban Tamid. Good. So Amar Ravina Ravashi, if that's the case, Hani Shisha Shivahavu, then you should need 7. Why? Ta'ika that suffered a lot of Shabta, because after all, you're imagining here Shabbat, then Rosh Hashanah, Sunday, Monday, you also need to have a Korban Tamid for Tuesday morning, which is the first thing in the morning. The answer is Yahavu. Well, according to that, you could say you need 8. Ta'ika Panya Damali Shabta, because Friday afternoon you also need 1. So halokash about the Akriv Kamar. Maybe that's not a problem, because we could be talking about a case where it's after he already brought the Friday afternoon tamid. Yikomakom shivahavu. We're still back at our problem. There shouldn't be 6. There should be 7. Alatana ba'almakai. The answer is the Tana is not talking about a calendar of Shabbat, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days afterwards, but rather he's just saying in general. What did he mean by that? Simana ba'alma, just meaning you should have 3 days worth of tmidim, as if, imagine, Shabbat and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Look at the language of the Mishnah. It has it as a setup of the theoretical days and not as real days. Shema mina. Okay, back in the Mishnah. Leiku keves baboker. So if they did not bring the keves in the morning, then they bring it in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon says that that's only if it was omission, but not willful. And then we have the statement about the Ketoret, and Rabbi Shimon says, Kulai takriva ben arbaim shen b'chanchim tamizbech hazavah l'Ketoret hasamim, that we always dedicate it with the Ketoret hasamim. So chinuch mandach hashmei, how did chinuch get into our Mishnah? How did dedication get into our Mishnah? The answer is chasor me'achsor avachitana. There's a piece missing in our Mishnah, and this is what it should read. Unlike what the Mishnah says, if they didn't bring the morning keves, they should not bring the afternoon keves. But that's if the mizbeach was never used the first time out, and they didn't bring it in the morning, they don't bring it in the afternoon. Meaning the first one has to be the morning one. But if it was already dedicated, meaning it's already been in use, then they should bring the korban ben harbayim. Rishimon Matai, then Rabbi Shimon puts one more limiter on that, which is Bismancha Yuanusina Shogin. They can bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im if that had already been Chanukat HaMizbeach, if the omission of the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar was by mistake or something out of their control. Hayum is Hidim, but if it was willful, lo yikrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu ben arba'im, then they cannot bring it. And then lo yikturu ktor baboker, yakturu ben arba'im, the next piece of the Mishnah says that if they did not bring the Ketoret in the morning, they bring it in the afternoon. Manahani Mili. The Tana Rabbanan, v'atakeves hasheni itaseh ben arbaim. The Torah says the second keves is brought in the afternoon. Sheni ben arbaim v'lo rishon ben arbaim. Only the second one is brought in the afternoon, not a first one. B'medvar mamurim, when is that? Shalom chanecha mizbeach. So Chachamim's position is, that's sheni, meaning it can't be the first one ever brought on the mizbeach in the afternoon. Avod chanecha mizbeach afilu rishon ben arbaim. But if the mizbeach was already dedicated, then the first one of that day could be in the afternoon if he didn't bring the morning one. Again, that's only if it was out of their control or they forgot. If it was willful, Like tiru k'tor pavoki yak tiru ben havayim, but we do bring the k'torot in the afternoon. Why? Chikwanim chatu mizbeach batel. Let's go back to the issue of the korban tamid. Why would Rabbi Shimon say? Because the Kohanim messed up intentionally in the morning. Why should the Mizbeach not have the Korban in the afternoon? So Amar Rav Hachi Kamar, what did Rabbi Shimon say? Lo Yakrivu Hein Avalachim Yakrivu. Meaning, these Kohanim don't get to make up for it by bringing the Korban to Mitzvah Ben Arbaim, but others do. Now, Lo Yakrivu K'tor B'Boki Yakrivu Ben Arbaim, and Rabbi Shimon does not disagree here and say, B'mezid, you can't do it. Why Dekevin De Loshchicha? First of all, it's not that common. Unlike Tamid, it's an animal, and there's lots of other animals being brought, but the ktoret is only the ktoret. And umatra, there's a tradition that the ktoret enriches whoever brings it, so chaviv elu velo pashilu, they would never be poshea. So we now see that Rabbi Shimon's reason for saying that if they willfully did not bring the keves in the morning, they can't bring it in the afternoon, is a knas because we're afraid they're going to be neglectful. They'll never be neglectful of ktoret because of its rarity and its specialness and its reward. Therefore, he didn't have to institute that particular fine. Gamar b'shimon chulai takreva ben harbaim, that they would bring the entire k'torat in the afternoon. Shachach mizbech hazavah k'torat tasamim shal ben harbaim. The way that our Gemara reads the Mishnah, and this is the way I put it into the notes, is that the only dedication of the mizbech hazahav is actually with the afternoon k'torat. V'atani b'k'torat tasamim shal shachar, that we actually, it's in the morning. So the answer is Tanoi, it's a machloket Tanaim, which is the dedication k'toret of the Mizbeach HaZahav, morning or afternoon. Rabbaya, Mistabe, Kamandam, k'toret, Samishu, Ben Arbaim. It makes sense, it should be the afternoon one. Tichtiv, Baboker, Baboker, Etivot, HaNirot, Jak Tirana. In the morning, when you clean out the Nirot, then you burn the k'toret. So he loved the Avar Havlaka, Miorta, had you not lit in the evening before of the menorah, so Atavavat Safram Hecha, there's nothing to clean out the next morning. So it means, and we're making a parallel between the ketoret and the menorah, and therefore just as the menorah had to be lit in the afternoon, so the ketoret also had to be lit in the afternoon. Well, amandam or ketoret asim shel shachar, but the other opinion, it says that we're machanech the mizbeach hazahav with the morning ketoret, gamam mizbeach ha'olah. He learns it from the mizbeach ha'olah, the outer mizbeach. Malal amtamin shel shachar. Havkam ketoret asim shel shachar, just like the outer mizbeach is certainly dedicated with the Tamin Shel Shachar, as we just saw. Similarly, the inside Mizbeach is dedicated with the Ktoret Shel Shachar. And essentially, the question is, do we learn Mizbeach from Mizbeach, or do we learn Kli Bifnim from Kli Bifnim, which is to learn Mizbeach HaZahav from the menorah. Okay, V'lot HaShulchan Ela B'Lechem HaPanim B'Shabbat. That we only dedicate the Shulchan with the Lechem HaPanim on Shabbat. Now, what's the implication? Ela B'chol Ichanuchi Hudolo Mechanech. We don't dedicate it B'chol Hakadosh and Mikdish, but if you set up the bread on chol, it's kadosh? That's certainly not the case. So the answer is, Higufa kamashla, the chinuch v'kiddush to shocham shabbatu, that both the dedication and every week the kiddush of the lechem panim happens only with Shabbat. Kediktani seifa, like we read in the end of the Mishnah, v'lo tam norah el v'shiva nerotah ben arvayim. Just in the same way, we only dedicate the menorah with the seven nerot in the afternoon. And the not only is the dedication of the menorah, but also the kiddush of the shemen that's put in is when you put it in the proper time. Same thing with the lechem hapanim. Tana Rabbanan, we have this observation: Zehu ketoret she'altav liyachid al mizbeach hachitzon. There was a particular ketoret that was brought by an individual. Never happened otherwise, and it was brought in the outer mizbeach. Never happened otherwise. V'rat she'aita. It was an explicit instruction for only that time. What are we talking about? Hecha? Our Papa B'Nisim, we're talking about the Nisim during the first 12 days of the Chanukat HaMizbeach, or the 12 days, as the Nisim brought their offering, there was a Ketoret that was offered by each Nasi on the outer Mizbeach. So what's the implication? Yachid HaMizbeach Yitzon HaDolo, you mean a Yachid can normally not bring on the outer Mizbeach? Mizbeach HaLimim Makriv, what, a Yachid can just offer to bring the Ketoret on the inner Mizbeach? The two Mizbeach is on Yachid or Lulo, and it's also the other inference, which is that the individual may not bring on Mizbeach Hitzon HaTzibur Mikrovu. Can the Tzibur actually bring a Ketoret on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Atan Yachol Yeh Yachid Mitnadev Mevikayot Tziba Nedava. I might think that a Yachid could voluntarily offer to bring a Ketoret as an offering. The Korea Niba Motzas Vatachet Shema Vasita, and then he'd be bound by that commitment. Talmud Lomar lo ta'alu alav ktoret zara. You cannot bring on the Mizbeach HaPnimi a foreign ktoret, meaning one that is volunteered, not the commanded one. Choli yachid mavi she'in mavi chovato koyotzeva. Maybe that's only referring to a yachid because the yachid doesn't have any other one that he brings. Avot tzibur yehem mavi she'mavi chovato koyotzeva. Maybe the tzibur could volunteer to bring a ktoret, just like the tzibur does have a ktoret which they are obligated to bring, which is every day. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, lo ta'alu, you can't put anything up there. Yachol lo ya'alu al mizbeach ha'pimi, I might think it does not go up on the mizbeach ha'pimi. Aval ya'alu al mizbeach ha'chitzon, but it does go on the outer one. Talmud Lomar, et shem ha'mishchavik Torah ta'asimim la'kodesh, kechol ha'shitziviticha ya'asu. Meaning, all of these things can only be done exactly the way I commanded you. The Torah ta'asimim can only be the way I commanded you. The Torah can only go as commanded by the Tzibur every morning and every afternoon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and of course the special Torah in the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom Kippurim. Amar Papa, Alomi Baye Kamar. The answer is that our Mishnah is not teaching, that Braita is not teaching a unique circumstance, but the least obvious one. Lo mi bayet sibur mizbeach chitzon de lo ashkechad. We certainly at sibur can never bring the ktoret on mizbeach chitzon. There is no such thing. Lo mi bayachid mizbeach pnimi. And certainly yachid cannot bring on mizbeach pnimi de lo ashkechad. There is no precedent. Alafilu yachid mizbeach chitzon. But I might think that yachid could bring it on the mizbeach chitzon de ashkechad menasim, because there is a precedent. The nasim, the answer is you can't, because horat sha'aita. Okay, we will begin our study of the last Mishnah of the fourth parak, which is divided into two sections, beautifully divided for us. One daf of study each, and as we move towards completion of the fourth parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.